Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Good morning, Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea hanging out with you. So, just a few minutes ago, we told you about a story that went viral about a girl that kept getting broken up with. And she decided to send basically a survey, kind of like an exit interview to her exes. Just asking, hey, what areas can I improve in?
Right, like how do I fix this problem?
Where, yeah. You know. Long story short, we have our listener Frank from LA that reached out to us because he wants us to do an exit interview on his ex-girlfriend to find out where he messed up and what he can do better in the future. Frank, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing well, bro. So how long were you with your girlfriend and why do you think things ended?
Well, we were together about 6 months, mm-hmm. and God, I really don't know why things ended. I thought it was going great. I mean, only thing I can maybe think of is, the conversation of her coming home for the holidays to meet my parents came up, and I can't even quite remember how it came up, but I did kind of hesitate a little bit, and
yeah.
I wonder if that's what,
I've actually been there. Mine was even worse, though, one time. I actually invited a girl home to, meet my parents when we'd been dating for, 2 months, and then my friend goes, don't you think that's kind of early? And then I had to, uninvite her.
Oh, my gosh,
Brian. Well, because I thought maybe it was too early. I don't want to creep her out. I'm not even he got in my head.
All right, Frank, so producer Brad tells me that you and your ex are on speaking terms. You guys are good, right?
Yeah, we're cool.
But she broke up with you, and you've already reached out to her to let her know that we're going to do a survey on your guys' relationship, and she's cool with it.
Yep. So I hope you'll be honest about it. Yeah.
Well, we did promise her that you weren't going to be on the phone, because that was the one thing. We didn't want to turn it into some sort of gotcha, radio shenanigans, ambush.
So you'll be able to hear her exit interview and her answer the survey questions, but you can't respond to it, bro. All right?
Okay.
Because we don't want to turn it into an argument.
Yeah. No, definitely not.
Frank, curious, what do you think she's going to rank you in the bedroom?
Whoa.
I'm hoping for a high 9 or 10.
That's never what every guy says.
Well, he wants to be humble. He's confident, but humble.
Frank, all right, so the one deal we made with your ex who broke up with you after being together 6 months is that you won't be able to respond while we're giving her this exit interview. All right, because we don't want to turn it into an argument. It's nothing like that. You guys are on speaking terms, but since you really do want to know what areas you can improve on, then that's why she's doing it. She's agreed to do it, all right?
Got it.
All right, I'm going to bring her on, and you're going to be able to hear, but we're going to mute you, okay?
Good luck.
All right.
Godspeed.
Shauna, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Great voice, by the way.
Sounds like you just woke up.
Shauna, thank you for doing this. I know you're on speaking terms with Frank, and he honestly doesn't really fully know why you ended things with him, but hopefully this exit interview can help him better understand. So thank you for being a good sport about this.
Okay, no problem.
So basically rank him from 1 to 10, 1 being extremely bad and 10 being amazing. How engaging were his conversations, would you say?
I would say probably a 3. He's not that engaging.
Really?
Kind of boring, but he was very, very attractive.
That helps.
Sometimes goes a long way.
That's right. Oh, let me just look at you. Shut your mouth.
Oh, my gosh. Jeez, good Lord. Second question on this exit interview, Shauna. How do you rank his listening skills?
He actually had good listening skills.
Okay, good.
I would rank him maybe a 7.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, good listener.
All right. For a guy, that's like an A.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, Shauna, how do you rank his personal hygiene?
Oh, wow. I wasn't expecting that one. Wow. Probably anywhere from 2. Whoa. Yeah, 2.
Oh, that's bad.
Anywhere from 2 to a 2.
Well, sometimes he had these old gym shorts that he likes to wear, and he wore them a lot. Hygiene wasn't his strong point.
Well, listen, in his defense, every dude has his favorite pair of basketball shorts or soccer shorts that we wear every day to go to sleep, but we never wash.
You know what I'm saying? Like a 2, that's pretty bad. Like, that's borderline maybe not wearing deodorant.
All right, fair enough.
Exactly.
How do you rank him in the bedroom from 1 to 10, 1 being terrible?
Say he's probably maybe a solid 5.
A five? So like
mediocre?
Yeah. I want somebody who's like adventurous.
Yeah.
He's totally not that. I would try to talk dirty to him and it would go way left. Like, he was just kind of bland, you know?
But he was good to look at. Again.
Again, yes.
You're like, just keep the lights on. I'm starting to get a good sense of why you broke up with him.
Right.
This is on your side, girl.
Ultimately, just open-ended question. What can he improve on in future relationships? Your ex, Frank.
Well, aside from the hygiene and kind of being, you know, boring, and also, he just kind of scared me a little bit, I would say, because he moves kind of fast.
Oh, like in a relationship?
Like he felt hard for you?
Yeah, well, I know he wanted me to go and meet his parents for Thanksgiving. I wasn't ready for that, and I think that's when I knew things were going to end.
Well, Shauna,
gotcha.
Thank you so much for doing this. Wish you all the best, especially the holidays coming around. And thank you for doing this exit interview on your ex, who you broke up with recently.
Thank you, guys.
All right, have a great day.
You too. Bye. Bye.
Frank.
You can speak now, bro.
I got
You're
your back,
mute.
Frank. I don't buy that hygiene stuff for one second.
Two on personal hygiene? What?
I don't know about you, bro, but the way she speaks, she's calling you boring?
There's got to be some truth to the hygiene thing. I don't think she would just say it if there wasn't, you know, if there wasn't a couple smelly incidents.
You got some smelly basketball shorts?
I do sleep in the same shorts a lot, but
no, we all do.
I don't like rank.
Just to recap it, Frank, she thinks you're moving way too fast. Two, she thinks you should clean yourself more. And three,
get some new moves.
Yeah, be adventurous.
Yeah, be a little more adventurous, bro. Not as boring. You feel me?
Yeah.
All right. I'll try it.
Frank, thank you for being a good sport, bro. You sound like a dope dude. You know, hit the shower and then move on with your day.
You sound like a football coach right there.
Go for it, bro.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.